Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, and thank you for joining us this fine day of our Lord, July 2nd, 2017. For today, we will be blessed in receiving the Word of God brought to you by our very own man of God, Dr. Jared. However, we will begin our services with the Lord's Prayer, as led by Brother Yuri. Moving on, we will go to a proverb as recited by Sister Naya. Sister Chris will read us a passage. Finally, Sister Zai will present us with a song. We will then welcome Dr. Taylor to deliver his God-inspired message for all of God's chosen children to hear. Thank you again for joining us, and may peace and love be with you everywhere you go.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive those who forgive us. For we do not have kingdom, but power, do not have kingdom, power, but glory, strength, and death. Amen. I am going to read Proverbs 11 to verse 1 to 7. A false god is an abomination to the Lord. Is an abomination to the Lord, but a right is his delight. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of the transgressors shall destroy them. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. The righteous of the upright shall deliver them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of the unjust man perisheth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I will be reading Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 18 through 20. I said in my heart concerning the estate of the sons of men that God might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts, even one thing befalleth them, as the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence over a beast, for all is vanity. All go unto one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Psalms chapter 27, verses 1 through 3. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this I will be confident. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us. Give the honor to God of another blessed day that God has allowed us to serve Him, to be in His presence. Before we get started, we're going to pray. Ladies, cover your head. Men, uncover your head. Sit, stand, kneel, lay. However the Spirit shall move you. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity you allowed us to serve you, for waking us, putting us in a position to be here, to serve you, to do your will, Father God. And we pray that you open and circumcise the hearts of the ears and the listeners today, therefore your medication can be administered properly. your name, Father. In Jesus' name, in the name of the Holy Ghost, we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
So, God has allowed us to do a lot of work. And we have been ministering properly. We just haven't been recording it. But faith, we shall do so. I want to head to Joel. Chapter 1. Sorry. After. Hosea, after Daniel. It's going to be right before the Old Testament. You get there, please say amen. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethiel, hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Had this been in your days, or events in the days of your father, tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation, that which the palmer worm had left, the locust eaten, and that which the locust had left, the canker worm eaten. And that which the canker worm had left, had the caterpillar eaten. Awake, ye drunkards, and weep, and howl, all ye drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. For the nation is come up upon my land, strong and without number, whose teeth are the teeth of lions, and she hath the teeth of a great lion. He had laid my wine vine waste and barked my fig tree. He had made it clean, bare, and cast it away. The branches thereof are made white. The mint like a virgin girded in sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The meat offering, the drink offering, is cut off from the house of the Lord. Read that one more time. The meat offering and the drink offering is cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests, the Lord's ministers, mourn. The field is wasted, the land mourned, for the corn is wasted, the new wine is dried up, the oil languished. Be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen, how, O ye vendressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because of the harvest of the field is perished. And the vine is dried up, and the fig tree languished, and the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Gird yourself and lament, ye priests, how, ye ministers of the altar, come, lie all night in sackcloth, ye ministers of my God, for the meat offering and the drink offering is withheld from the house of your God. Sanctify ye a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders of all the inhabitants of the land in the house of the Lord your God and cry unto the Lord. 3:14 again. Sanctify ye a fast. Call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God and cry unto the Lord. Alas, for the day of the Lord is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Is not the meat cut off before our eyes? Yea. Joy and gladness from the house of our God. The seed is rotten under their clods, and granary are laid desolate. The boards are broken down, for the corn is withered. How do the beasts groan, the herds of the cattle are perplexed, because they have no pasture. Yea, the flocks of the sheep are made desolate. O Lord, to thee will I cry, for the fire hath devoured the pasture of the wilderness, and the flame hath burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field cry also unto thee, for the rivers of waters are dried up, and the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness. Amen.
Amen.
That was a very powerful scripture. A lot of things we see going on in the world today. Our cattle fields are desolate. It's because people are now factoring meat and raising cattle in buildings or big barns where they increase their growth. Same thing with chickens and other animals. They're now factories that manufacture, that grow meat. And I wasn't born yesterday, and I don't think any of you were born yesterday, but throughout the history of God's work, we have never seen meat, flesh, animal, to grow from a tree. If you have, I would like to see that tree. A tree where you pick pigs or cows off of, you know, not even fish. A tree that grows fish, it does not exist. And with man, shall I say, those that follow Satan are looking to diminish the faith that we have in God in every way, shape, or form. Animals normally eat off the land. We eat off the land also from trees, from roots, from herbs, and also from animals and fish. And there are some states that have laws that do not allow you to grow your own plant. And this is not the world that God originally created for us. So with that in hand, we can see that we are fighting not against flesh and blood, but principalities, rulers of darkness, people in high places like government and queens and kings and high military forces, and they are all ran by something higher here. How money is not backed with gold or jewels or silver anymore. It is just being printed at will. And a lot of folks that listen to this service, or this particular service, you know, what is this point that we're getting at? And the point is that man lacks faith. And a faithless man is not a man at all, from the definition of what God created a man to be. And the presidents time after time, they try to dwindle and belittle God's commandments. And we take it as a joke. Some people stand for nothing, but they fall for everything. There isn't much you can do personally about what your government does, but we can pray and stay one accord in order for God to keep us above the wicked. And Luke 10:19 says, I'm not going to find it. I'm going to let somebody else tell me what 10:19 of Luke says.
Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall the enemy hurt you.
Amen. What's the last part again?
Nothing shall the enemy hurt you.
Most important is nothing shall hurt you. And that's such an amazing verse. Nothing shall hurt you with God. Nothing is impossible. And when we limit God's glory and God's grace and God's power, we limit the things that he wants to do for us, because we rely totally on man. The Bible tells us, trust no man. And when we look deep in that, and if you look over the history, how friends, quote, friends, persons, have betrayed their friends over monetary gain, which is really crazy to me, because to survive, we only need God. To reach eternal salvation, we must believe that Christ died for us and that God resurrected him. Now, saying this means nothing, but believing it means everything. Can you say this with me? Saying it means nothing, but believing it means everything. Amen. And today we're going to cast out some demons. We're going to destroy some strongholds out there, some generational curses, some things that you've been battling against that you didn't know you were. You thought it was maybe some sort of mental disorder, some sort of disease, or something that man, who God says you can't trust, could assist you with. And most doctors, if not all, will prescribe you a medication that they think can assist you with your problem. But there is what they call side effects. Think about that for a moment. Side effects are problems after the problem. And one thing I've learned over the years doing God's work, healing, exorcism, cleansing, christening, baptizing, just destroying some of the demonic strongholds and generational curses that have been placed on some of God's children. That with God's medication, with God's ministering, there is no side effect. I've had the opportunity to see people walk out of hospitals. People come out of their grave. That death has no hold on them. And it'll bring us back to Luke chapter 10, verse 19. It said, we know how mighty God is when we don't limit him. When we truly believe and don't limit ourselves and know that nothing is impossible for God. And if God is in us, who can be against us? And nothing will be impossible for us if God is in us. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We have anyone here looking to get baptized or have a closer walk with Jesus? If you're just listening to the message on the radio, you clicked in online or you called in, feel free to leave us a message. Or you can email us at wakeupministries1@gmail.com or give us a call at 337-502-9553 and we'll be happy to assist you. Or you just need somebody to talk to, because sometimes we need somebody to talk to. But not just anyone, someone that knows what you're going through and someone that knows how to get to the solution. Ladies, cover your heads. Men, uncover your heads. Just stand, kneel, lay, however the Spirit moves you. Father God, thank you for this opportunity you allowed us today to minister your word to your children, to their spirits. To those that are here with us, doesn't mean you, being unlimited, cannot do what you do. Father God, we thank you for this. And we pray that you place a stronger anointing on your children, on your household, Father. We thank you for everything you have done, Father God, that this victory in Christ. In Jesus' name, Father, in your name, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen.